Vestara smiled, then realized she had not felt Ship trying to push her away for several minutes now. She used her lightsaber to hack through an umbrella-sized leaf that came dropping down from a tangle of foul-smelling vines, then extended her force awareness up toward the outcropping. And instead of Ship, she felt her friend, Ari. Even before Vestara could curse under her breath, Lady Rhea asked,
"What is it?"
"Apprentice Ross," Vestara said. "I think Master Chaul abandoned the search corridor you assigned to him and went straight to the outcropping."
"And that surprises you because..."
Vestara exhaled in exasperation.
"Because I thought you made a deal with him."
"I offered him a deal,"
Lady Rhea corrected.
"Which he didn't decline."
"Isn't that the same as accepting?"
"Close enough,"
Lady Rhea said, snorting in amusement.
"Obviously, he had no intention of honoring our agreement in either case."
"So why offer it?"
Vestara asked.
"You tell me,"
Lady Rhea countered.
"What did I accomplish?"
Vestara thought for a moment, then saw what she had done.
"You got him playing your game," she said. "He thought he was already deceiving you, so he didn't try something else."
"We'll make a saber out of you yet."
Lady Rhea put a hand on Vestara's shoulder and stopped her, then spoke more softly.
"Now, tell me about you and Apprentice Ross. You're close enough that you can recognize his force aura."
Vestara immediately felt guilty.
"There's no disloyalty to you, Lady Rhea. Ari and I have been best friends since we were Tyros."
"I thought as much,"
Lady Rhea said.
"That's why Chaul picked him."
Vestara's brow shot up.
"I thought it was because Ari is, well, Kashyyri."
"And Chaul is not,"
Lady Rhea smiled.
"That's part of the reason, I'm sure. It never hurts to draw the eye away from one's weakness, as you well know."
Lady Rhea ran a finger along the carefully applied eye swirls that Vestara painted on every morning to draw attention away from the small scar at the corner of her mouth.
"But the truth is, Master Chaul was hoping that Ari's relationship with you might be of benefit."
"Me?"
Vestara gasped.
"Because of Ship?"
"Because you are my apprentice,"
Lady Rhea said.
"I'm sure Chaul was hoping that your friendship with Ari might give him some insight into my thinking on occasion."
Vestara's heart rose into her throat.
"Lady Rhea, I never..."
"I know, Vestara," she said. "And I'm sure that's why Chaul is so disappointed with your friend."
Vestara's heart sank. The last thing she wanted was to make Ari's life difficult, but she wasn't going to betray her own master to make him look good. But that was exactly what Lady Rhea seemed to have in mind.
"I don't know how close you two are,"
she said,
"but it wouldn't hurt to let Ari make some progress."
Vestara's eyes went wide.
"You mean..."
She knew what Lady Rhea meant, but she couldn't quite bring herself to say it aloud. Not when it meant betraying her best friend.
"You mean you want me to use Ari?"
"I mean Chaul would be coming for you,"
Lady Rhea replied, growing exasperated.
"It might be nice if you had a friend who would give you a little warning."
"Oh."
Vestara paused, realizing that Lady Rhea was suggesting exactly what she had thought, and that her only real choice was to take the advice or die.
"When you put it like that..."
Lady Rhea nodded.
"Exactly."
She released Vestara's shoulder and pointed up the slope.
"Now, let's go get Ship."